The Man Who Slept on the Bridge. There was once a man who wanted to travel from London to Oxford, but he did not have enough money to pay for the coach ride. He walked and walked along the dusty road for many days. At last he came to the top of the hill, and from there he saw the city of Oxford. Just as the sun was setting, he came to Magdalen Bridge. He was so tired that he asked the bridge keeper if he could stay for the night. The bridge keeper gave him a heap of straw. He lay down and was soon fast asleep. No one told him that the fairies used the bridge. In the middle of the night, the fairies flew by. They were surprised to see a man there. They pulled out pieces of straw from his bed. They rode away with them into the dark. Then the man woke up, and he climbed on a piece of straw and flew after them. They flew higher and higher over the rooftops and over the towers and church spires. The man wondered where they were going. At last they landed on a chimney top. The fairies climbed down inside the chimney. They told the man to follow them. He slipped and fell. Down and down he went, and he landed on a hard stone floor. He looked round. He was in a big cellar. There were lots of fairies having a party. One of them gave him a silver cup to drink from. Then a fairy band began to play. There was a fairy fiddler, a fairy drummer, and a fairy who played the penny whistle. They all sat on top of a barrel of beer. The man and the fairies danced all night. Suddenly, the music stopped. The fairies disappeared. The man fell asleep, all alone in the cellar. Next morning, when the man woke up, he was back on Magdalen Bridge. He thought he had dreamt about the fairies. Then he saw something shiny lying on the ground. It was the silver cup. "Oh my goodness," he said. "It wasn't a dream after all." The man went off to look for some breakfast. Soon he came to a jeweller's shop. He asked the jeweller to buy the silver cup. "This cup belongs to the Lord High Sheriff," said the jeweller. "You must be the thief who robbed his cellar last night." The man was very frightened and tried to run away. "Stop, thief!" shouted the jeweller. Lots of men ran after him and caught him. They took him to the judge and told him what the man had done. The judge looked very grave and said that the man must be hanged. As they were tying the rope around his neck, they asked if he had just one last wish. "Yes," he said, "I wish I had not slept on Magdalen Bridge." "Ha! You should have told us that you had slept on the fairy bridge," said the judge. "You may go free, but never sleep there again."